Wednesday on a stoppage funding bill to forestall a government shutdown. Democrats said, but without a provision to increase the federal debt limit and avert a credit default. The coming days are expected to be the most critical of Mr. Biden's presidency as he negotiates the tricky passage of two giant spending bills and a fix to lift the debt ceiling without the support of Republicans. But the most urgent priority is funding for federal agencies, which runs out at the end of the day Thursday. Senate Democrats are preparing temporary legislation to keep the lights on until December 3rd. Shutdowns typically mean sending hundreds of thousands of government employees home as federal services and properties close. A day after giving their assessments of the end of the war in Afghanistan and future terror threats that may emanate from the country, top U.S. military officials returned Wednesday to Capitol Hill to testify before another congressional panel about the conclusion of the two-decade mission. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, and General Kenneth Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. Central Command, all appeared before the House Armed Services Committee. At a Tuesday hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, lawmakers both praised the decision to end the country's longest war and condemned its final days as a debacle. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor met Egypt's president Wednesday for talks aimed at ensuring Libya's December elections go ahead as planned, Libya said. In Jake Sullivan's meeting with Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, they spoke about, quote, organizing the Libyan elections, end quote, as well as the withdrawal of foreign troops and mercenaries from the war-ravaged country and the unification of its armed forces, the Egyptian leader's spokesperson said. This is VOA News. Five people, including three children, were killed in Israel Wednesday when a car and a bus crashed in a northern town, rescue officials said. 35 people were rushed to the hospital with three airlifted by helicopter with serious injuries, the MDA added. The top United Nations aid chief said Tuesday he assumes famine has taken hold in Ethiopia's Tigray, where a nearly three-month-long de facto blockade has restricted aid deliveries to 10% of what is needed in the war-torn region. He told Reuters during an interview that his request was simple, quote, get those trucks moving, end quote. War broke out 10 months ago between Ethiopia's federal troops and forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which controls Tigray. Thousands have died and more than 2 million people have been forced to leave their homes. Poland has sent tens of thousands of text messages to foreign mobile phones along the country's border with Belarus in an attempt to target migrants and dissuade them from crossing. The English language message read, quote, the Polish border is sealed. BLR authorities told you lies. Go back to Minsk, end quote. The Interior Ministry said Tuesday alone it had sent nearly 31,000 messages to phones along the border. The messages also contained a hyperlink to a site in English, French, Arabic, Russian, and Polish warning migrants that an illegal border crossing, quote, may result in imprisonment, end quote. Germany's outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel has congratulated Finance Minister Olaf Scholz from the rival Social Democrats on his election victory, a government statement said Wednesday, as Merkel's conservatives remain in disarray after the vote. Scholz's SPD won 25.7% of the vote in Sunday's general election, while Merkel's center-right CDU-CSU bloc slumped to a record low 24.1%. Merkel's would-be conservative successor, Armin Laschet, has yet to publicly congratulate Scholz. France Wednesday condemned a refusal by British and Jersey authorities to issue all the licenses requested by French fishermen for access to their territorial waters, for which they were forced to reapply in the wake of Brexit. A government spokesperson condemned, quote, totally unacceptable and inadmissible decisions, end quote, that, quote, contravened the agreement that was signed in the framework of Brexit, end quote. The late Princess Diana has been honored with a blue plaque at her former flat in West London. The plaque is on the building that was her home between 1979 and 1981, where she lived before she became engaged to British heir to the throne, Prince Charles. She died in a Paris car crash in 1997 at age 36. This is VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.
Hey.